And just whisper him, Lord, I need more of you in my life, more of you in my life, more of you. Let us settle at a radada Zagolana Manayala. Let us settle at a radadu Lita Kazina Manayaya Lima Mayaya Leparana Yagadaga Yagadagalaga. Pray in the spirit, worship him in the spirit. I see a flow of the Spirit of God, the transmission of the Spirit of God. Lepa de rada, laba ya 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 ya. Lepere de gaya gada gaya ya ya. Eka da da la, lepara da gaya ya da la, lepara da gaya ya ya. Lepere di ya na ya na gaga la la la. Rota satana manana. Lift your hands high. I see like rainfall, like God, the Lord pouring water upon a dry ground. On a thirsty soul, a life under pressure in heat, so much heat of life. I see the Lord pouring water, pouring water. There is a refreshing. He said you are stepping into your season of refreshing. You have been in a season of dry season. You have been in a season of fruitlessness and barrenness. You are stepping into a season of refreshing. Things are not going to continue the way they have been. There is a change of gear. There is a change in the realm of the spirit. Lift up your hands where you are. That's right. Whisper that name, Jesus. That's right. Again. 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 And again. Receive the refreshing of the Holy Ghost upon your life, upon your spirit, upon your soul. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it now. ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with all hearts, oh, let the ancient words, the ancient words, ancient words, ever true, changing me
and changing you.
We have come,
we have come
with open hearts.
Oh, let the ancient words
hear. Ancient words,
ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you.
We have come,
we have come
with open hearts.
Oh, let the ancient
words, one more time, ancient words,
ancient words, ever true,
changing me
and changing you.
We have come, we have come
with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing me. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. Lift those hands high again and whisper that name, Jesus. Lift the hands high. I see some divine encounters happening at this season. Divine encounters. Change of story encounters. Shifting level encounters. Direction imparting encounters. Limit breaking encounters. Like that woman trusting for the fruit of the womb. Lift your hands high. Father, let it be released. The count of three, you place your hand on yourself and scream, I receive. Let it happen. In the name of Jesus. One. Two. Three. Receive. Receive. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. And receive it now. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. We appreciate our King of Kings and Lord of Lords for his mighty hand of power and miracles that showed forth at the Lokoja Healing and Deliverance Crusade. By the end of this service, I'll be showing you clips of that crusade and thanking God together for what he did in that place. The prophet of wisdom, this I think should be part three. Our objective is to understand the dividends of walking in wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11. The Bible said, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. So first of all, wisdom is good. Second, wisdom gives you an inheritance. And third, wisdom brings profit. The way of wisdom is the way of good. Second, wisdom connects you with your inheritance. And third, wisdom brings profit. What does it mean? The lack of wisdom is bad. Foolishness is bad. It also means the absence of wisdom can deny a person their inheritance.
what belongs to you can be denied you where wisdom is lacking. Third, it means that the absence of wisdom is the presence of losses. People lose where wisdom is lacking, especially the wisdom of God. No wonder Solomon exploded with wisdom. Joseph triumphed with wisdom. Daniel flourished with wisdom. So what profit does wisdom bring? We saw four of them in the first service. For the sake of time, we may not go through it except to mention them just briefly. That first, wisdom brings rulership. He said, by me, kings rule. Wisdom causes a person to take charge where they are meant to take charge in life. It sets you upon your throne. Nothing enthrones like wisdom. Second, we saw that wisdom brings increase and abundance. That the way of wisdom is the way of wealth. And the absence of wisdom can bring scarcity and shortage. We saw that. How Solomon exploded with wealth as he exploded with wisdom. Third, we saw that wisdom brings strength. A wise man is strong. A man of understanding increases strength. Wisdom, emotional strength, mental strength, physical strength, energy and resilience. We saw that. And fourth, that wisdom attracts divine presence. God is the companion of the wise, but he is very far from the fool. Those were the four we dealt with in the first service. Now, going forward, what is the profit of wisdom? Five, or number one for this service. Wisdom brings distinction. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. He said, who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Wisdom is doorway to stardom in the kingdom. Wisdom is the doorway to stardom in the kingdom. And every child of God is ordained a star. He told Abraham, I will multiply your seed like the stars of heaven. Every child of God is ordained to be a star. And your stardom is guaranteed by wisdom. Any realm you are found in the business world, in the political world, like William Wilberforce, like John D. Rockefeller, in the business world, in the field of science, like John Isaac Newton and Michael Faraday, or in any other field for that matter, wherever you are found, the wisdom of God causes you to stand out in the face of your contemporaries. Daniel was a man of wisdom, and Daniel stood out. Joseph stood out. Solomon stood out in his generation. It's either you are standing out or you are falling under. And it is a matter of wisdom. This morning, I prophesy to somebody. the wisdom that will make you take your place in the land of the living and stand out in your career and in your profession and in your vocation. That wisdom is coming your way right now. If you are a believer, you will shout the loudest, amen. So wisdom brings distinction. Then, wisdom. Number six or number two brings peace and tranquility. Peace. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 14 to verse 16. Okay, back up a bit to verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of wisdom is better than the merchandise of silver. Trading in wisdom is better than trading with silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. All the things you can desire are not to be compared to the wisdom of God. Length of days is in the right hand of wisdom. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are paths of peace. Mentality undergets tranquility. Everywhere a man is walking in supernatural mentality, he will experience supernatural tranquility. The way of wisdom is the way of peace. The way of wisdom is escape from stress. The way of wisdom is the way of peace. When you follow the way of wisdom, you escape the path of stress. You escape the path of crisis. You escape the path of pressure. You escape the path of tension. Am I communicating at all? I don't know about you, but we need peace. How many of you need peace? You need peace in your life. You need peace in your business. You need peace in your marriage. You need peace in your career. You need peace in your destiny. You need peace in everything, in the ministry. You need peace inside you. There is an easy way to know that wisdom is absent. That is when tension is present. Easiest way to know that anything lacks wisdom is that it is full of pressure, is full of tension, is full of stress, is full of crisis. Am I communicating? What is it that will make a young man to look as old as his father or older? Wisdom is lacking. Am I communicating at all? The way of wisdom. If you are in a business endeavor, a pursuit, and suddenly you feel everything is full of pressure, it's either that God is not in it, or wisdom to operate it is lacking. Am I communicating? I was on the crusade ground, writing Seed of Destiny, and attending to every other thing. Hello? Composed and calm. Collected. Everything is going on by his message. I stepped out of the crusade yesterday, stepped into a church in the morning at Lokoja there, and from that church went to another church, and actually stepped into that church and preached in that church and anointed the people in that church and went to the other church and prayed on the altar and then continued the journey and went to our church in Abaji, prayed for the preached and anointed the people. The church was filled with people because the they heard that I was going to pass and pray on the church, and they gathered the mass and then prayed on the nearby Living Faith Church, prayed with the church and the pastor, and the people gathered also there, and then continued the journey to Kwali and prayed, ministered on our church, prayed upon the people in Kwali. That is church number 5. On the way from a hectic 3-day crusade, and then step into town yesterday, and then prepare the message of that you are hearing now, and then went for crusade at Lugbe across here for the normal Saturday evening crusade. I'm sure they have the clip there. You showed us the clip earlier on. The Lugbe crusade. That's a full-fledged crusade, even in evangelism. Because I have an obligation to do that today, even in evangelism. And it has to be done, even if I'm coming from another crusade. And then visited home church 1, home church 2, home church 3, home church 4. And then returned back to pray pastor's prayer meeting for Sunday service by 10 in the night to 11. And then continued the schedule later. And we are here together, cool, calm, composed. No trace of pressure, no trace of tension, no sleepiness. Because you are connected to the presence of God and connected to wisdom and light from above. And when we talk about wisdom, we are talking about access to the heart of God, access to the mind of God, access to the guidance of God, access to insight from God. If I didn't preach anything here this morning, please understand that everywhere you find pressure, wisdom is absent. Everything you find tension in, wisdom is absent. Wherever you are feeling stress and crisis, check it again. Lord, am I on the path of wisdom or the path of foolishness? Don't die before you finish that business. God's servant said, Bishop David Oyedepo, no matter how far you went in the wrong direction, a U-turn is possible when you discover you are in the wrong path. Don't let any relationship kill you. You have not yet married, yet you have almost died. Right? Don't let any relationship kill you. The reason why they open roads in between highways so that there can be U-turn. Hey! Hey! You know, we have followed bad road, wrong road before. Where were we coming from? Was it Akure or somewhere in Lagos or something? And we're coming, and then we were driving. I was reading and writing. All of a sudden, I lifted up my after a long time. I realized that the road was very straight, very different. I saw us passing bridges that I didn't remember I was following when we were coming. So I said, driver, are you sure we are on the wrong road? He said, you think so? So we kept on going until we met a man on the road. We stopped, said, excuse me, sir. Which road is this? He answered me with a question. Do they go Bini? Bini like how? I said, no, we are not going to Bini. We are going to Abuja. He shouted, what? He said, where is the road? He said, just turn back. He said, how far? He said, just they go. That is, you missed it too far. Just they go, just they go. Where you go, so they ask for front. Question is, now that we are facing Bini Road, should we continue? Since we have gone very far. So can I just see Bini? Everywhere you find pressure, everywhere you find tension, everywhere you find crisis, check again. Is wisdom, is the wisdom of God at work, or I am trying to force something to happen. I prophesy to somebody today, everyone that is lacking in peace and lacking in tranquility and lacking in joy and serenity, today there is restoration in your life, and I declare the release of the wisdom of God in Jesus' name. Take your seat. Solomon the wise man, in 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 4, the Bible said, but now the Lord my God has given me rest. That is what wisdom brings. Peace, rest on every side. So that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrent. No adversary. Number 7 or number 3. Wisdom brings victory. Wisdom brings victory and forbids defeat. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. Wisdom brings victory. He said, for wisdom is a defense. And money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Wisdom brings victory. You are too defended to be defeated. When you possess wisdom, the wisdom of God, you become too defended to be defeated by the enemy. Wisdom brings victory. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18. Wisdom is far better than weapons of war. Better than weapons of war. He said, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Wisdom is better. What is the meaning of that? I've said that before in another way, but let me say it like this. That even though wars are fought with weapons, they are won with wisdom. You may fight wars with wisdom, with weapons, but you win wars with wisdom. The meaning of that is somebody can have more weapons than the other and still lose the war, still lose the battle. That is, if there is a current battle around your life, you can win the battle by wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. That is, God can show you one thing. God can give you one word. Was it Luke chapter 21 verse 15? Where he said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which none of your adversaries shall be able to gainsay or resist. So by the time I give you a wisdom and I put some words in your mouth, by the time you are through, those on the other side can't stand it. One statement out of your mouth can lay to rest the adversaries of your soul. And I prophesy to somebody, the wisdom to handle the adversary is released for you right now. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Amen at the top of your voice. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I receive winning wisdom. You need this wisdom in the front of the interviewer. You need this wisdom in the front of those who want to lay you to rest. You need this wisdom in the front of your in-laws. You need this wisdom even in the world of the spirit. You need the wisdom. Paul Young Cho said one time, A demon confronted him. And he did everything to bind the devil. The devil refused to be bound. Oh Lord, what will I do? And the Holy Ghost told him, remind him of his defeat at Calvary. He said, okay, Satan, you may be resisting me now, but I stand you in the authority of my elder brother, Jesus, who whipped you at Calvary, who stripped you of your power, who stripped you of your title. He spoiled you openly, and in that name you must go now. He said, keep quiet, keep quiet. Don't talk like that again. I am going to go, but please don't tell other people. Somebody start with a shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. He said, don't let other people know. Don't let them know. Don't let them know. I will go. You here? I will go. He battled until one light came. One wisdom came. One. Somebody is receiving that wisdom tonight. I don't know what current battle you are facing, but in the name of Jesus, a revelation out of the Word of God today is terminating that battle. Is terminating that battle. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Finally, wisdom brings promotion. Wisdom is behind supernatural liftings. There is a member of our church here who has gotten promotion, lifting all up to international recognition by reading a book titled Career and Workplace Wisdom, Working in the Bank. You are moving. Move to the next level. Move to the next level. Move now. There is a rating of all employees worldwide, and you took first. Wisdom is a guarantee of lifting. She read that and applied that. Wisdom is the way out of stagnation. If you are tired of where you are, there is something you need to know and do that you have not yet known or you have not yet done. Wisdom is the way out of frustration. Wisdom is the cure for demotion. If you want to shift in levels, there is something you need to know or you need to do you have not yet known and you have or you have not yet done, and it is coming your way right now. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. He said, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. So promotion belongs to the wise. When the fool is promoted, it is called shame. When the wise is promoted, he inherits glory. Joseph got lifting. Daniel got lifting by the agency of wisdom. I welcome you to Wisdom Ways today in the precious name of Jesus. What is the way of wisdom? Psalm 111. 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let me give two counsels or conclusions. Number one, whatever it takes to get at wisdom is worth the cost, worth the effort. If the wisdom of God is all of the above, whatever it takes to get at the wisdom of God is worth the cost, is worth
the effort. And number two, the major access into the world of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Major access into the world of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. That was why we read Job 28:28, and then we just read Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is existing with a conscience that is awake and alive. We saw that in the first service. A conscience that is awake. There are people who live like they don't have conscience. Nothing touches them. Nothing moves them. There is a statement I made in the first service, and I want you to hear it. You may not be perfect, but you must have conscience. You must have the capacity to feel bad when you do wrong. And if a person does not have conscience, he's on the path of destruction. Then I say something else. The tenderness of the conscience is the authenticity of Christianity. When the conscience is tender, Christianity is authentic. When a man can cry or be sorry before God when something is wrong, when you have done wrong, even if it is a baby you hurt, tender conscience. I needed to say that because I was going to say another point in the second service. So, what is the fear of the Lord? Second, it is existing with the consciousness of the eternal consequences of life's actions. The consciousness of the eternal consequences of life's actions. That the thing I do in this time, I will give account to God when I meet Him. Especially when I harden my heart and I refuse to ask for mercy while I have the time. And I refuse to ask for His forgiveness while I have the time. You are living with the consciousness that if I take this money that is not mine, one day I will face a judge that cannot be bribed. If I lie against this person and I say they did this and they didn't do it, one day I will meet the one who cannot be compromised. When you live with a consciousness that good or bad actions have repercussions, you are in good shape. Because consciousness of consequence imparts caution to action. Consciousness of consequence imparts caution to action. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Somebody say a loud amen. Once the fear of the Lord is intact, the flow of wisdom is guaranteed. When a man says there is no God, he is a fool. You remember the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You don't have to say it with your mouth. You can say it with your heart. When you live like there is no God, you are a fool. You don't have to go about telling people, there is no God. No, no. That is extreme stupidity. Mumuliti.
When you live like there is no God, you are a confirmed fool. You don't need any laboratory test. So, to identify stupidious cells. Am I communicating at all? But once that conscience is alive, and once consequences are clear to you, the flow of wisdom is a guarantee. You will talk and act older than your age. Somebody say amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive your wisdom today in Jesus' name. Take a look at the crusade in Lokoja, where we went to share the wisdom of God. Would you like to start from the beginning with the picture?
Any more death?
I'm sure you know you have to stop it and start it. Lift your right hand in the praise of God while we wait for them to correct their system.
There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there.
Go ahead, please, if you are ready.
Bitterness or limitation or struggling or backwardness or stagnation in this land.
Receive the thought of his power. Yes, sir, that's right, that's right.
Declaration, the tumor disappeared.
What are you talking about?
I've been trusting God to be healed.
He wants to remove it.
Yesterday, I was believing God to go. But this night, I checked it and it went.
Are you just looking like
that? That's a medical doctor consultant.
Neither could she use it to wash this
gynecologist.
And the two hands are lifted just now.
Yes.
Are you just looking like that? Do anything you couldn't do before. Whatever this spondylosis did not allow you to do. You could not walk.
In the past 3 years, I could not walk. I left Kaduna today because my daughter told me that there is healing and deliverance that you call.
You left Kaduna today. Are you just looking like that?
He has been mad for over 8 years. Could not do anything, could not recognize anything. And while the ministration went forth, he asked the uncle, put your hand on your head. Shout help. And realize that the uncle put the hand on the head and screamed help. And right now, the spirit of madness has checked back to her.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
For the last 7 years, he could not hear. But at the instance of that declaration,
ear open.
The ear popped open.
He punctured the ear membrane, and now he wasn't hearing for 7 years.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise.
Since 2016, her mother had stroke.
And see the mother walking right there. Cervical cancer, August last year.
And she's been back with that. The son told me to send them to the cancer center in Ibadan for further treatment. She said, while you were making declarations, sir, she saw a light left this stage and hit on the forehead.
The mother saw light,
yes,
left the stage,
yes, sir,
and hit her on the forehead.
On the forehead.
Hey! Yes.
And the light penetrated through the head to the body, down to this place, and she said she heard boom, boom, and something left
and her body. Something left her
then
body.
She became light.
Eh?
She became light.
That spirit of death left her.
Incredible.
Stand up on your feet, everybody, and give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a shout of victory. Always my life again and again on you, on you. There is profit in being wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you, on you. Always my life, always again and again on you, on you, on you. The air is profit in being wasted, on you, on you, on you. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted, on you, on you, on you. What a good way,
what a good way to be wasted,
on you,
on you,
on you. One more time.
On you.
Always my life, always
my life.
Again and again, my camera.
On you, on you.
What a good way,
what a good way to be wasted, Lord,
on you,
on you,
on you,
on you.
What a good way,
what a good way to be wasted, Lord,
on you,
on you,
on you. Let's up your sword.
Always my life, again and again, on you, on you. on you, on you. What a good way, what a good to be wasted on you, on you, on you, on you. What a good way, what a good to be wasted on you, on you, on you, on you. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I see His mercy, His love. And those who would want to give their life to Christ today, I encourage you greatly to do so. Because I see Him reaching out to you, changing your story, changing your life, changing your situation. I will call you out very shortly. Somebody with a chest and heart condition, that weight just got lifted. Right shoulder condition also healed. Right leg, like where someone matched charm, and the knee also got healed. And the back, lower back, then there is an ear that is popping open. But beyond that, lift your hands and hear this. Today marks Shakobala Yadayada. For someone here, the Lord says, a chapter has closed, a new chapter is open. Something you have been praying for, you have been trusting for, you've been fasting for, you have been presenting as a prayer request and an expectation. Just now, it has been settled.
Of the Holy Ghost, help out there.
Something that has been missing, like a document or something that has been missing, has just been found. A miracle that it would have, that people will say, only God could have done this for somebody. A miracle that people will say. And when they say it, you will remember this I'm saying. Only God could have done this. That kind of testimony is coming for somebody now. Only God, only God, only God could have done this. Only God could have done this kind of thing. It's coming for somebody now. The struggle is ended. Direction is coming. Divine idea is coming. The spirit of rejection is arrested. The spirit of depression is arrested. It's your change of story. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat 1 minute. If there are people whose cases were mentioned and you got healed or delivered or you got an encounter in the first session, quickly step forward here. Have just like 3, at the most 5 minutes to take because of time for third service. Oluwa Etobi.
Etobi. People, listen.
I am trusting God with you that this weather, as cool as it is, that I can see nobody fanning, and don't dare take your fan because I said so. Plus, the cooling condition, whatever is responsible for how it is now, must continue like that. Okay? Must continue like that and increase. If you catch anybody fanning themselves, tell them, is it because Pastor said it? What happened?
You just mentioned that God was healing someone of a leg affliction as though someone stepped on charm. She said 3 weeks ago she went to the village to do something and then stepped on something. On the spot, that leg began to vibrate. That had been her situation until she came in for this service, and then as the word was just declared, another fire was injected, another vibration began there, and then everything disappears.
Fire of the Holy Ghost. Be set free, 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 free. Stand up. I see a healing of the left eye. Are you the one also with the eye situation? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What happened?
Me.
For how long?
It has been long, sir.
Wow. Fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak to someone here prophetically. Everything the enemy has deposited in your body is retrieved and refired back to hell. What happened to him?
Take your start. Left leg. He said he stepped on charm and he knew he stepped on the charm. Since he has been having sensation and movements and pain on that leg, did it even affect his business? He said his business is no longer working. Wow. And as the word came right now, he said the thing just evaporated.
Lift your hands. Every arrow fired against your destiny, fired against your business. Are you sitting down? Stand and say, in the name of Jesus, every demonic arrow looking for my business, for my destiny, for my resources, for my finances, you are returning back to hell. On your mask, destiny, back to hell. Take back to sender, back to sender, like two times.
Stand back up to your sender, back to, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back, back, back to sender. Back, 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 back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender.
Every arrow that is looking for you, or that is already working in your body, in your life, or in your system, I announce today that arrow from hell is to come back to sender. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise. All right. Father, thank you for everyone here today. Lift your hands. Your testimony is permanent. Jesus. Heart problem is healed. And yours heart too. What happened to the leg?
Slipped 5 years ago and she developed a knee problem.
Slipped. Yes, 5 years ago.
Since then, she couldn't walk well.
Couldn't walk well.
Like this.
Fire of the Holy Ghost.
But as the word went forth now, she could stand by herself and she could do what she couldn't do before.
Remove that that is on it. And bend. Just do everything you couldn't do. Kneel on it. Kneel on it. Kneel down. You can stand up with your material for impartation. And if you didn't bring anything for impartation, carry yourself up. Right? You are a mantle too. Lift up any document or material you brought in here for impartation. And if you brought nothing, you, at least you brought yourself, lift your two hands. While we are doing that, everyone who is here in Dunamis today for the, not the first time now, everyone who needs to give their life to Jesus, the Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. You saw the massive local Jack crusade. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush to the frontier quickly and give your life to Jesus. Rush to the frontier quickly and give yourself to Jesus.
I've got
no, we have not reached that yet.
And I won't turn back because I want.
Quickly, come forward.
Someday I've got my mind.
All right, take your seat 1 minute. Take your seat 1 minute.
Yeah,
step forward and give your life to Jesus.
See my
Coming, you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus? You want today to mark a new day for you? Step forward. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Help from above. Mercy from above. Grace from above is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen.